The key with this is not tiring yourself out too quickly. Slowly build up that heat, and then as the smoke starts to appear, you can start to speed it all up a bit. Smoke is such an enticing sight, and you know you're near to fire. You've also got to watch out you don't drip sweat off your nose into your ember pan. Especially important if you've got a big nose like mine. And what you want is a continuous plume of smoke coming from the ember pan. And then you know you got the potential to make fire. Yeah. Come on. Again, I'm super gently with this. Just tip that in. And what you want to do is tip it like this so it stays as one ember.
This old bird's nest makes perfect tinder.
And then protect it. And sort of imagine you're trying to hold a butterfly. Not too tight that you're going to smother it, but not too loose that it's going to get away. Okay, there we go.